Okay, I'm the last person in this room or anywhere else who can talk about pop culture, but leaving that issue aside. What Margot said, you know, is exactly right. Of course, this is part of a much larger struggle. And this is not the first lawsuit that we filed against these various Arizona provisions. It's now the third or the fourth. Arizona passed its own employer sanctions law some years ago. We're challenging that, and that case is now up in the Supreme Court. The bail statute, Prop 100, that Margot mentioned, we've got litigation against that, denying bail against people based on their immigration status. We have a racial profiling suit going on against Sheriff Arpaio for his practices. And as we all know, you know, litigation is very slow, it's very difficult, and it doesn't always win. And so the political organizing and the effort and the strategizing to resist this law on the ground, to organize against it, to oppose copycat laws in other states is absolutely critical. That is not news to any of you, but I really endorse, you know, the effort and the encouragement that all of you engage in that work as much as possible. Let me talk just a little bit about what the litigation is actually seeking to do. SB 1070 was passed, and then it was immediately amended when the initial outcry came that this is a racial profiling case, that it's a racial profiling law. This is a show me your papers law where every police officer could go up to anyone on the street that they chose and demand to see their papers. And what Arizona did was tweak the law just a little tiny bit. It didn't change. It's not going to change its operation at all. But what it said was that police officers can now demand immigration papers from someone whom they have otherwise stopped for some legitimate reason, and then have a reasonable suspicion that the person is in unlawful presence in the United States. So it still gives the police all that power to demand that a person prove their legal status in the United States if that police officer has reasonable suspicion that the person's unlawful. Well, what does that mean? We know what it means. It'll be based on race, ethnicity, appearance, language. There are no objective factors that anyone can point to that demonstrate whether or not a person is legally present in the United States or not. Much less that all these terms, as we all know, unlawful presence and everything else, that the Arizona law has taken from the federal statute but then made into a state crime, those are not terms that have an inherent meaning. Those are terms that we fight about before immigration judges, the BIA, and federal courts all the time, and they have highly technical definitions. So what Arizona does is, A, authorize police officers to demand proof of legal status whenever the police officer has this reasonable suspicion. Secondly, it creates a private right of action in citizens in Arizona to sue cities and police departments if their police officers do not enforce this new law to the maximum extent possible. So in other words, if a police officer exercises his or her discretion to say, well, I'm not going to demand proof in this case, then that police officer or the police department is vulnerable to suit. So it forces, basically, police officers to engage in this action. It authorizes warrantless arrests of any person who commits an offense that the police officer believes makes them removable from the United States. How do you know? How can you possibly know whether some other offense makes somebody removable from the United States? And then what it does is it creates a state penalty for violation of the federal registration law. The registration law that's in the Immigration Act that none of you have ever heard of because it hasn't been enforced in about 30 years. It can't be enforced. It's a provision that requires people to carry immigrants that they've registered with the Immigration Service, or what it was, that's obviously now CIS, but the way the law is written, it still assumes it's with INS. But it's a registration provision that was enacted in 1940 that hasn't been enforced basically since the 1960s. The regulations have not been kept up to date, so the documents that are listed in the regulations as satisfying the registration provision don't comport at all with what the law is today. It still refers to orders to show cause rather than NTAs. It doesn't deal with TPS status. It doesn't deal with the fact that people apply for status or apply for cancellation, that there's not documentation that would necessarily reflect that and all of that. But then it says that if you're in violation of the federal statute, you've committed a state crime, the state will prosecute you, and the state will punish you. And then it provides that if a police officer has reasonable suspicions of someone's unlawful presence, this mandatory duty that they now have, they must detain that person until their status has been verified through the federal government. So it imposes this mandatory arrest and then mandatory detention and then assumes that the government can verify the status of everybody. And those are just some of the provisions that are in this new law. And it does, in some respects, you know, codify some of the practices that we've seen that some in Arizona have engaged in and that are unconstitutional when engaged in without this statute, and our judgment are unconstitutional under this new law. So a whole number of organizations, the ACLU, the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, the National Immigration Law Center, the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, the NAACP, and other organizations filed suit against SB 1070. And under Arizona law, SB 1070 will go into effect unless enjoined by the courts on July 29th. After filing the complaint, and the complaint alleges a whole host of grounds. It alleges that this is a violation of equal protection because it'll lead to racial profiling, that the provision that I didn't even mention dealing with prohibition of day laborers seeking employment is a violation of the First Amendment, that the warrantless search provision and others are a violation of the Fourth Amendment, that there's an Arizona constitutional claim. Also that this violates the right to travel, of persons to travel from one state to another, which is protected under the Constitution. Because if a person stopped by a police officer in the state of Arizona, certain driver's licenses will satisfy the proof of legal presence if shown to the police officer, but only driver's licenses issued by states where, under Real ID, a person has to prove their immigration status as a condition for getting a driver's license. Well, it happens to be that New Mexico has not signed on to that. So a person driving from New Mexico into Arizona, and we have a number of plaintiffs who do that every day, if they show their New Mexico driver's license, that doesn't qualify under Arizona law. So arguments like that as well. And then, and significantly, of course, is that this is an interference with the federal immigration power, and that therefore it's preempted under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. And Arizona makes no bones about it. When they passed this, they said, you know, we're seeking to regulate immigration. Our policy is attrition by enforcement. Arizona has basically decided it doesn't like federal immigration law and it doesn't like federal immigration policy, so it's going to enact its own. And that's not permissible. Secondly, the Supreme Court in 1943 or 42 held that the federal alien registration law that was enacted in 1940 was specifically intended to preempt and displace all state alien registration laws, which were starting to pop up at that time. So there's very strong Supreme Court precedent. President Roosevelt, when he signed that law, said the purpose of this federal registration law is to have the exclusive enforcement be in the hands of the federal government, because we don't want immigrants in every state to be burdened by and interfered by and harassed by local state officials who seek to impose their own laws. So those are all the claims in the case. We've now moved for a preliminary injunction on three of the claims. The preemption claim, that this is an interference with federal law. The First Amendment claim that the prohibition on soliciting work by day laborers is a violation of their First Amendment right. And on the right to travel, that this interferes with the right to travel of those persons who are traveling on New Mexico driver's licenses, for example, into the state of Arizona. We have not moved for a preliminary injunction on the equal protection claims, on the due process claims, and on the Fourth Amendment claims because of the difficulty in litigating and proving those claims in the pre-enforcement mode before the law actually goes into effect. They're fact-intensive claims, and the defendants in these cases have already moved to dismiss our complaint on the grounds that none of the claims are ripe, the law is not being enforced yet, how do you know it'll ever be applied to you, none of you have standing because you haven't been arrested by Sheriff Arpaio or others yet, although a couple of our plaintiffs have actually in the past been harassed and arrested. So the preliminary injunction focuses specifically on those claims that can be litigated as a facial matter against this law to try to have it enjoined before it ever goes into effect. The preliminary injunction hearing is now set for, as I think I mentioned, July 22nd, a week before the law goes into effect. There have been a number of other lawsuits filed, principally by individuals. All of the cases have now been consolidated before Judge Susan Bolton in Phoenix. So she'll be hearing all the cases and deciding on whether or not an injunction will issue before the law goes into effect. The one big as yet unknown is whether the Justice Department, whether the Obama administration, will file suit against the Arizona law. And if you've been following the press reports, you know, there have been repeated reports that the Obama administration is intending to file suit and have the Justice Department sue the state of Arizona on the ground that this, presumably on the ground that this interferes with federal immigration authority, with exclusive federal control over immigration. And in our as part of our preliminary injunction, we submitted affidavits from Doris Meissner, the former commissioner of the Immigration Service, from Bo Cooper, the former general counsel of the Immigration Service, detailing how and why the implementation of SB 1070 would, in fact, severely undermine federal immigration priorities, interfere with federal immigration policy, be an obstacle to federal immigration priorities. And those are, I would expect, the grounds on which the federal government will sue if and when they do. If they do, I think that would be a significant plus in making the point that Arizona cannot and should not enact its own immigration law. We don't know whether the Obama administration will sue. All the rumors are that they still will. Time is running out because the law is going to go into effect soon. So I think if the administration is going to sue, we can expect to see it very, very soon.